New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist
Lisa Davis.
You know, they say good skin is in. Good skin is always in style. I think I'm actually making these up, but I have to say, I love talking about beauty and skincare, and so does Andrea, and we're so happy to be back together here on Naturally Savvy. Mm-hmm. Today, we're going to be talking about the latest trends in natural skincare with our favorite skincare guru and friend, David Pollack. Hey, David.
Hello. How are you both?
We're very excited. I love talking beauty. I love talking natural beauty, especially. And let's jump into this, David. For people who aren't familiar with you, tell us a little bit about yourself and about why you got passionate about looking at what the heck is in our skincare and why we need better ingredients.
Well, if you go back to when I was born, oh, no, maybe not that far back. No, I've spent several decades in the industry as a behind-the-scenes guy, and I've created products, as you know, for almost every major brand out there, some of the most recognized brands, some of the top sellers. But the problem was, along the line, a number of years ago, I watched several family members and several friends fight the battle with cancer. And that's when I realized that the importance of healthy living and getting rid of these toxic chemicals that are in the products. And so I wrote a book on it. I started a website, radio, you know, anything I could do to get my message out there about removing all these toxic chemicals, all these hazardous chemicals, and starting to live just a healthier life. And so you ladies talk about it from the inside, and I talk about it from the outside. So I think we were a perfect match.
Well, what's interesting is that the inside and the outside affect each other, which I think a lot of people think, well, what's the big deal? So I use some face cream that might have some hydroquinone. We haven't practiced in a long time. Say it for me. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you did. Hydroquinone, You're an ingredient you definitely want to avoid.
Yes. But the thing is, and we've talked about this, and you just pile on and pile on. I mean, Andrew, you see this, right, with people being like, oh, what's the big whoop?
You know what? I think, David, I learned this from you a long time ago on one of our shows. You said we absorb 60% of what we put on our body. And I use that stat a lot. So I think that's why we really need to pay attention to what's in our beauty skin or beauty products, because of the fact that we are absorbing something that we put on our largest organ.
Exactly. But a lot of people don't realize a lot of the ingredients that I like to formulate with are naturally found in your body. And so collagen is a protein. That's mm-hmm. what's responsible for firming up our skin. And when we're younger, we have an abundance of it. But as we get older, our body starts producing less and less of collagen, hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is in almost every cell of our body, and that's what locks in the moisture. So when you start having less and less of these ingredients, we see more and more wrinkles, we see more and more skin problems. And so these are ingredients you may find in nutritional supplements. You can certainly get them by the foods you eat, and then I like to deliver them topically, and then the two can work synergistically. And that's the trend that I'm trying to get going in the industry. I know you ladies talk about it. It's what I get out there and talk about, and we're seeing it grow.
It is so exciting. And today we're going to be talking about the latest trends in natural skincare. I mean, there's things like red palm fruit. There's some probiotic stuff on the horizon. David, talk to us a little bit about this. And I'm especially interested in the probiotic and fermented skincare.
Yeah, first you mentioned red palm fruit, which I love. And
yes.
And so, you know, several years back, shea butter became the end thing. And then people started talking about coconut oil and coconut butter and all this. But really, the real winner of it has been the red palm fruit. And the red palm fruit is very similar when you look at it. Yes, it's got a reddish color, but it's got all kinds of additional nutrients. And that's where I like it, because it's got additional omegas to it. It's more potent with the antioxidants. It's great as an anti-inflammatory. And so you're going to see in the industry more and more and more products containing the red palm fruit. It's a sustainable ingredient. You know, it's a renewable resource. And so it's not harming the environment to harvest it. And so just from so many different levels, you're going to see more and more products with it, not just in body butters, but different derivatives of it used in hair care products and skin care products and just all over. You're going to see it in a lot more food products.
I think that's interesting. My friend, I was on TV not too long ago with my friend Bryce Wild. He's a homeopath based in my city, and he brought on red palm fruit oil as basically, like, he loves it. It's like he was saying it's like one of the best, most highly antioxidant rich foods. And it's got that beautiful color. And he was saying that a lot of people in Asian countries, it's very popular in Asian countries. Is that true? Definitely. I guess for skincare? Okay.
Well, and Africa is one of the areas that we actually get it from. Asia is another. And so a lot of countries are ahead of the U.S. in it, where, you know, I've made products for around the globe, and a lot of countries look to the U.S. as be the leader. However, when we go to create it, the ingredients we're finding the best and the most attention from are coming from other countries. And the red palm fruit is definitely one. And so it's interesting you all were talking about it from a food side, but it is. Right. It's something topically I love because of the antioxidants, the micronutrients, the omegas. To me, it's a better, I hate to use the word alternative, it's an improved version of a shea butter. And so, matter of fact, I was just working with one of our suppliers yesterday where they're certifying a lot of their different derivatives for use in hair care, et cetera. So I work a couple years ahead of the industry because I'm a behind-the-scenes guy, but you're going to start seeing more and more in the beauty editors talking about it. You're going to see more and more products with it. So I get excited as a basic ingredient to look at, but, you know, Lisa, you brought up something, and it ties right in with it, is the probiotics and fermented products. They go hand in hand. And so, you know, I'm sure you obviously have talked about the benefits of yogurt and the probiotics, but in skincare, we're finding similarly the same thing. And so where I first started working with it is a fermented version of red palm oil. We actually have done it with different oils, fermentation of a squalene, which we'll talk more about in a minute. But my point is, in doing it, it's actually creating more of a superfood. It's breaking down the structure, and we're finding that the body will absorb it much, much faster, and it's actually more potent. It's kind of like red wine from the grapes. There's a lot of benefits in grapes, obviously, as a fruit. However, you get added benefit when you're using it from wine. Because once it's gone through the process, you've got resveratrol and you've got a higher antioxidant level. And so kind of the same thing here. We're taking Mother Nature by processing it a little bit and fermenting it. And I got to admit, I'd love to make it sound like I created this. This is more inspired from Korea. A lot of the Korean skincare does this. And we're finding that the ingredients perform much, much better.
So what are some of the things that you find with these trendy ingredients? Are they helping to reduce wrinkles? Are they helping to alleviate dry skin? What are some of the things that you're using these ingredients for in the skincare lines?
Yeah, great question. It's actually almost everything. We're finding a number of ingredients that when they're fermented, when you go through this process of fermentation, we're breaking it down to the body. We're getting a smaller molecular structure, so the body will absorb it, and it'll get deep within the lower layers of the skin and better performance. And so to answer your question specifically, it depends on the ingredient. And so one example is your body naturally has squalene and or sebum, okay? And as we have less and less as we get older, a lot of people have used a shark-derived many years ago to replace it. Then came olive-derived squalene. And I've been working with a company, and they are absolutely amazing because they take a fermented from sugarcane. And so by going through that process, they created a squalene that mimics your sebum. And in doing so, we can actually lock in moisture to the skin, replenish the skin, and in turn, you're seeing less and less wrinkles. We did the same with the red palm fruit and many others. So it actually can be used as an anti-aging product, a moisturizing product. It all depends on the individual ingredient. But this new trend you're going to see, I'm going to say it's a new technology platform. We're taking natural ingredients, putting them through a natural fermentation process like you would foods. What's the Korean food?
Kimchi.
Thank you. I was going to say kimchi. My wife loves it, and we go to a Korean restaurant all the time. She eats it and absolutely loves it. But kimchi is a fermentation process. Same thing. When we do that to ingredients, all we're doing is taking Mother Nature and delivering it like on, you know, at a higher level, and it's absolutely awesome.
Now, David, what is squalene?
Squalene. Squalene or squalene? Squalene is a different derivative. Squalene, though, is you actually have it in your body. And in what you're doing is it's mimicking sebum. And that's what's going to help keep the moisture into the skin, replenish the lipid barrier, et cetera. And many, many years ago, we used shark-derived in the industry. And I'm going back to the 70s and 80s. And the problem with that is people in some countries were killing off sharks just to harvest this because the cosmetic industry. And so the industry found a better source from olives, and that's been a great resource for many, many years, but new technology has taken it up a level because by using a fermented sugar, the company that developed it was a pharmaceutical company, and the reason I like them, when I use the word pharmaceutical, I kind of like cringe a little. However, this company got a grant from Bill and Melinda Gates to develop a treatment for malaria, and they gave it away in some of the third world countries that desperately needed it. But the platform they used was a fermentation process, and they were able to develop this drug based on it. Well, they also found by using that platform, by fermenting sugarcane, they're not killing off animals, they're not ruining groves of olives, they're using something that's a renewable resource and finding we can produce a better version of the squalene, and it's going to increase skin hydration, anti-aging, et cetera. And so it's been a great, great breakthrough in our industry.
So what do we use to help get rid of those wrinkles, loose skin? let's talk beauty and what we really want to get down to, business. How do we get rid of those wrinkles?
I'm too much of a chemical geek. I have fun with this. Bottom line is to start incorporating some of these things into your diet. The ingredients I love is, first of all, incorporate anything that's going to help boost collagen in your diet, and then find products that will boost collagen levels in your skin. I actually have started using collagen drops, a liquid, and using it as a supplement each day, trying to replenish the collagen. And then topically, finding products that will help protect against the degradation of collagen. So new types of collagen cream you're going to see. Go ahead.
I love that you're saying collagen. Well, we work with NeoCell. They're a sponsor of Naturally Savvy Radio as well. And I just interviewed Tim Mount, who works with NeoCell, and we talk about the importance of collagen. So I love that you're talking about it in our skincare too, because beauty comes from inside and outside.
That was actually the product I was going to recommend. I did not realize they were a sponsor, and that is awesome.
Hey,
I was on their website today. Well, they're one with an absolute incredible product. And so they're, I think, bringing collagen back to the surface, because there's a lot of companies out there that talk about collagen as a fluff level. They've got the science behind it. And so from an ingestible side, I think they've got a breakthrough technology. They've got a great product there. And so that is something I'd strongly recommend, because it's going to work synergistically with skin creams that'll help protect against the degradation or breakdown of collagen. So the two can work hand in hand.
No, that's great. We love them. And it's interesting. What I love that you're talking about too is taking collagen internally. That helps to build. Also, it's good for your bones, fine lines and wrinkles, of course, but also putting it on your skin. So you're saying now companies are going to be putting collagen in beauty care products because it'll work from the outside in as well as the inside out, right?
It's a dangerous question. Here's why. Collagen is a large molecule, so topically it's not easily absorbed by the skin. So want to use are other ingredients that get the body to produce more collagen, that's going to get the body to help protect it against breakdown of collagen and slow down that process. So we're working at different levels to increase your collagen level, but not by necessarily delivering it, but by helping work synergistically with the body.
I love it.
Yeah, David, don't you have a... Oh, I was going to say, David.
Yeah, we'll get the plugs later. Let's have fun.
All right.
I appreciate it.
I'm just so excited about it.
I want to hear about it.
I am too, and I appreciate it. Hyaluronic acid is another one that I definitely incorporate in the cells. And what Lisa's referencing is she's been tried, and I know I need to get some up to you, Andrea, is a product line that I help formulate called Envy. It's spelled NVY, but it's Be the Envy of Your Friends. And it's all fermented skincare. And it has been absolutely incredible. We launched it on one of the shopping channels, and they absolutely have done very well with it. I mean, it's the thousands and thousands and thousands of people using it, and the testimonials have been absolutely phenomenal, because it's cutting edge technology, and it's all natural, and it's changing the industry. You're going to see more and more companies copy the technology of fermented ingredients.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, we only have like 7 minutes left, or you might as well just tell us a little bit more. I mean, how did you even come to realize that this probiotic thing is so cool? Have you been following it for a while, this trend?
a couple reasons. One is, as you know, I go to Asia a lot. And number two, my wife is Asian. And so when you start learning about some of the things they do in their culture and some of the products that are so successful in there and how their diets are so different and how beautiful the women are, you want to learn and take secrets away from what they're doing and bring them to the U.S. And so one of the things when the kimchi, which it's a little tough one for me to get accustomed to, but she absolutely loves it. But when you find the health benefit of it, it's absolutely amazing. And I start going, why is it so different? And that's what got me led down this path here of starting to discover by fermenting different ingredients. And the more we researched it, the more we tried it, I'm finding there are other companies doing the same thing and researching it. But what we found, when we do fermentation, we are breaking down those molecules so the body, your skin actually wants to defend things and keep new ingredients out. And so if we can work synergistically with the body and get them delivered, then they're going to perform. Otherwise, you're wasting money just putting all these expensive ingredients on your body. I need to get them into the lower layers and get them to work with the body. And the fermentation process is one of the key ways we've been doing that.
You know, I mean, I guess what I'm curious about, David, is that, you know, when it comes to a beauty care routine, you mentioned before, you alluded to the fact that we need to eat healthy too. So you have to, you know, eat certain foods in our diet and then put certain creams on our face. Do the beauty care products really work, though? I mean, obviously, we have to take care of our skin. But let's say someone's not eating healthy. They're not eating the foods that are going to help keep their food, you know, their lower inflammation, keep their food, they're, you know, hydrated, all that. And they just use skincare products. Isn't going to make a difference for them. I mean, I just want to be real and also, you know, answer this to people. Because it isn't you have to do both.
Yeah, not from a salesy cosmetic side. Let me speak, you know, very candidly.
Truth.
Yeah,
yes,
speak to the truth. Okay, I've developed several products, and you give away samples. And one of my favorites was there was a group of ladies I had met with. This goes back a couple years, and gave out products to. And several of them admitted, I've never used a skincare product in my life. How do I use it? And actually, doing some stuff on the shopping channel, I'm hearing the same thing. And the thing is, I'll say, here's how to use it. Make it very simple. Cleanse your skin, you know, dab it dry, use a moisturizer, you can use an eye cream, and just tell me how it looks in just a matter of days. I'm not even asking you to try it for 6 months. Just go a couple days. And I'm going to tell you, somebody who especially has not used any skincare product at all, they're going to see a huge difference to their skin, and they're going to think their eyes are playing tricks on them. And the reason is because those products are designed and work with, if they're designed properly, they're going to work with the body, with the skin. They're going to help increase skin moisturization. They're going to deliver antioxidants. They're going to fight off the damage of free radicals. They're going to help soften the skin. They're going to help, you know, boost collagen levels and give you a more radiant look. And so I'm telling you, you'll see a difference to your skin in a matter of days. So anybody listening right now who's never used a skincare product, whether you eat healthy or don't eat healthy, I'm telling you, try any of the products. I'm going to tell you, you're going to see a difference immediately. I'd love you to try one of Formulated. We invite you to visit my website. Here, I'll give you a plug. JustAskDavid.com, which you ladies can tell more about in a minute. But I like giving information out, but visit me and ask me any questions you ever have about beauty. But you're going to see such a difference to your skin, and it's worth spending the money on yourself. You've invested in eating healthy. You've invested maybe in exercising a little bit. You invest in buying nice clothes and looking good. Why not taking care of your skin? Because we get older. I'm in my 50s now. I feel it. I wish I would have taken care of my skin at a younger age. I wish I'd have eaten healthier at a younger age. It's never too late to slow down the damage. And it took me 52 years to get whatever damage is done. So now I'm starting to take care of myself, and I'm seeing the difference, even in my health. I'm seeing it in my skin. It's just absolutely amazing. It's never too late to start, and you're going to be so thrilled you did.
Yeah, it's true. You know, when my daughter makes faces or complains about me putting sunscreen on her, I always say, I wish my parents had been a little bit better about this. My crow's feet would probably be less deep. But, you know, I just think it's so important. Obviously, the sun is a whole nother thing, a whole nother issue. But if we can take care of our skin at earlier ages, and even if we can't, like you said, it's never too late to get some improvement. And I think using the products you're talking about, fermented products, natural products. I know you still use natural stuff in yours, and you stay away from the dangerous yuck stuff.
Definitely. But let me just say something. You just brought up something, and you pointed out a crow's feet. Ladies, listen. All of us have crow's feet. It happens with age. And so, Lisa and Andrew, you both are beautiful ladies. So anybody listening, go check out the website and you'll see what I'm talking about. The problem is you all look for your imperfections and you think it's a flaw. It's not. It's normal. And so to have one little crow's feet or a couple little lines is nothing. You're beautiful and you need to see that. Everyone listening, every woman is unique and beautiful, and you just want to see that in yourself. So don't look for the little flaws. Start taking care of yourself and feel confident and feel that beauty. And that's what I want to empower you to do. Start taking care of yourself with food, do it with skincare, do a little exercise, and just be who you are and be proud of it.
Yeah, I love that. I have to say, I actually don't mind my crow's feet. Years ago, I got some Botox when I was doing some TV stuff. I just wanted to see. I didn't like it. I thought it looked weird. Like, it was
too
smooth.
You don't need it.
You know, my husband's like, that doesn't look normal.
Our industry
but if you like it, that's fine.
Our industry plays off your insecurities. Get rid of those insecurities. Yeah, ignore those ads. The women that model for the cover of those magazines don't look like that. They're airbrushed. They have tons of makeup. Trust me, I've met them. I've worked with them. They don't look like that in real life. They're beautiful. Don't get me wrong. They don't look like that. You're beautiful, too. And so be proud of every crow's feet, every wrinkle, every freckle, whatever it is, and quit worrying about it. Be you. Be proud of it and be beautiful. Be beautiful. You are. That's how God made you.
I love that, David. No, but it's such a great message, too, that you're saying. And you're right. I mean, you look at any magazine, it's all been airbrushed and photoshopped. And I mean, we know that it's not reality, right? Reality is the way we all look and live. And we all have laugh lines. And Lisa, we all have crow's feet. And we all, you know, we are who we are. And the older we get, the more we get. And it's part of growing older. So I love that message, David, that you are saying that. Although this is getting off the topic of beauty skin, like skin products, but it is beauty, right, in general. So I love
it. Well, it is. And beauty products are going to help you maintain it. So I'm not saying don't use beauty products. It's like saying don't eat healthy or don't work out. Take care of yourself. And your skin is your body's largest organ. So certainly take care of your skin. Start cleansing your skin. Don't ever go to sleep with makeup on. Don't ever start the day without cleansing your skin. Those dead skin cells, your body's constantly in a state of renewal. And if you leave those dead skin cells on your skin, they're going to clog pores. Now you are creating imperfections on your own because you don't take care of yourself. So cleanse the skin. Moisturize your skin. Look your best and be confident. I'm not saying you have to spend a fortune. I'm not saying you have to spend an hour in the bathroom. Keep your skincare regimen simple. But using the right ingredients, being natural, being healthy, is going to make such a difference in your life.
David, do any of your products use coconut oil?
Actually, I do use coconut oil in several products. At one point, I was using more and more, and now I'm getting away and replacing everything with red palm fruit. I love the red palm fruit.
No, I'm excited to try it. We definitely have to try it. I was telling Lisa before, I'd love to try your product. So when you can, please, we'd like to try some, or tell us where to get it, because I'd love to be able to put it to the test and just see. Because everything that you formulate, David, and this is why we love having you on the show, is that it's clean. There are no parabens. There are no phthalates. I mean, you have that great list of the top 10 dangerous chemicals. Just tell everybody where they can go. I know you said, you know, you mentioned your website, but tell everybody where they can go and find it.
Yeah, go to my website, justaskdavid.com. Any skincare questions, ask me. You'll see some of the things we're talking about. And on there, we're going to put different links up so you can get different products I've formulated. Envy, which we mentioned earlier, you can go to NVYLabs.com. Plus, there'll be a link on my website. The shopping channel that's carrying it at phenomenal prices is ShopLC. So if you're somebody who watches ShopLC, a great channel to watch, and you can save a fortune. So you don't have to spend a lot to look good and feel good about yourself, but visit my website. Ask me questions. I just want to get my message out, and I want to help everybody.
I love it. Well, on the topic of skincare, our sponsor for today's show is Lily of the Desert, and they make aloe vera. And aloe vera can be taken internally, but it can also be put on your skin topically. So if you get a sunburn, Lisa, we were talking about, you know, sun is a different issue, but you know, if you do get sunburned, aloe vera is a great thing to put on your skin topically. The Lily of the Desert, thank you for sponsoring today's show and making Naturally Savvy Radio possible. Lilyofthedesert.com if you want to learn more info. So David, before we end, is there anything else you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Thank you for listening and thank you for having me. That's the biggest thing, because I love being on. I love being able to get my message out there. As we mentioned earlier, I invite you, if you haven't started any skincare regimen, make sure you do. Make sure it's natural. Use some of the key ingredients we mentioned in today's segment. But also look for nutritional supplements. You mentioned the NeoCell and you mentioned the Lily of the Desert. And I think those are two great items to incorporate from an internal side that's going to help make the difference.
And we work with BioK as well, and they do probiotics. They make probiotics that you take internally. So I like the fact that you're talking about probiotics in your skincare. We have probiotics that you take internally for immunity and digestion and everything else that is so amazing for us. So it's at the end of the day, what I love to see is that we're working with amazing companies that all make a difference in our health, whether it's internally or externally. So thank you to everybody. Hugs all around. Well, David, thanks for being on our show today.
Yay.
And of course, we want you to come back very soon. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well and take care of your beauty routine.